The two charging stations can be found on the second level of the north side of the China Bridge parking garage. City Sustainability Manager Matt Abbott says while these two charging stations aren't used much, people are plugging in.
We know that there's a lot of use down in Salt Lake, and we're kind of waiting for more people from Salt Lake to see and use these up here. And that's my initial target market. And then as we see more electric vehicles come out, especially towards the high-end market, I hope to see a lot more.
Even with the city dealing with the lack of parking, especially during the evenings and weekends, he says it's important that these two parking spots be limited to only electric vehicles in order to make the program work.
That's tough to do. I wouldn't want to see an EV user stranded up here because reserved parking isn't available for them. And with only two spots that are public, there's another couple scattered around town, but they're not very obvious. I'd really like to encourage the use of electric vehicles in town.
Early data, he says, shows that the stations are being used about once a week.
Which isn't huge, but it's better than zero. And this is our pilot year. Like when we use a new technology like this, we don't want to just go crazy installing them all over the place if we don't have any understanding of their use. And so if things accelerate, if we get more and more use over the year, I'm definitely curious about where else we can install them in town.
The total project cost to install the Type 2 chargers was $1,600, and it's estimated that it'll cost the city up to $50 a year for the annual electricity bill for both chargers. That number, says Abbott, is figured on using each of the chargers for 70 full days a year. The city, he says, will plan to install such chargers in future projects since it's much cheaper to do it up front.
We have to run special conduit for it because it is a bit bigger. So a lot of our new construction, we're trying to pencil in running the conduit in advance because it's pennies on the dollar to do it ahead of time. So we're preparing for the future. Long term, we are interested in cost recovery, but near term, they're pretty cheap to operate. So we'd like to encourage use before we build systems around them.
That's Park City Sustainability Manager Matt Abbott. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.